The meeting to open in here. This is a special board meeting Thursday, September 19th, Village Hall, Greendale. We'll call the order. I'll take a roll call, please.
Trustee Barbian?
Present.
Trustee Ouellette?
Here.
Trustee Sibierowski?
Here.
Trustee Chadwick?
Here.
Trustee Sell?
Here.
Trustee Gens?
Here.
President Birmingham?
I here. Thank you. Thank you all for coming tonight. Tonight, we have only one item on the agenda. Old business, BOT 19-82, discuss and necessary action including a special events permit for Hills Have Eyes event at the Rock Sport Complex. So, start with, you want to just give a little background where we are?
Part of the reason it was tabled was due to not receiving the letter from the county approving the event. We have received that, along with that certificate of insurance. We also did speak with our attorney, and he did recommend a recommended motion, so you can modify it if you want, but based on the special use permit being till the ski hill using 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., he defines it reasonable if you wanted to restrict the event till 10 o'clock p.m. And he also suggested adding contingencies that if any violations occurred to that or to any other ordinances for this event, that there would be a $1,000 citation for each occurrence.
So we've discussed with our, we have your thing down, so we just kind of made our determination. We've got a motion put together, and the motion, we're going to do a little discussion first with the board here. The motion does bring this down to 10 o'clock, and it does have some teeth to it if that's not abided by. So we're going to ask you to kind of listen to our discussion first and then see where this goes, okay?
May I say something?
Of course, you can say something after that, of course. Oh, you can say it right now, Joe, sure, please.
So I understand the concern, I understand the restriction. Imposing such a restriction would significantly impact the event negatively at this point. Timeline is key here. It'd be similar to Ricardo's serving their customers entrees and charge, or serving their customers only appetizers but charging for their entrees as well because their kitchen closed early. Timeline is key here. We were told on September 5th that the village was having us follow an incorrect permitting process for past years. We filed a new permit within hours of that notification. All right, by that time, we'd already gone to market. People had already bought tickets to the event. Customers are expecting to be able to see this, to experience these attractions. All right, we haven't had a 10 p.m. time limit imposed on us by Greendale in the permitting process ever. Okay, so there was no reasonable expectation on our part that that would be imposed at that time. I desperately want to work together, but I don't think this puts us down that right path. We have a real opportunity here to, you know, come to a compromise, give Greendale and our entity a chance to work together, give Greendale a voice for the future going forward. Let's take it full, collectively, let's take advantage of that. There's got to be something that we can come to.
Well, I'm going to open this to discussion with the board here first, and we're going to talk.
Sure.
And then you just listen to what we have to say and kind of where we're going. So I'm going to ask you to be seated, listen to us, and then we can talk about it afterwards. So with this discussion, I first would like to get this on record as being our motion, and then open up for discussion, and then we can take any other motions that we want from that point. So the first thing I want to do is have this written in as our motion. So I'll take a motion, please.
Motion to the village board to approve the special community event permit for the Hills Have Eyes with the dates listed in the application contingent on the following. The portion of the event occurring in Greendale must be completed by 10 o'clock p.m. in line with the special use permit issued for this property on November 5th, 2013. The event must comply with all requirements of section 17.365D special community events attached to an attachment of the Greendale Village Ordinance, as well as the special use permit issued for the property issued on November 5th, 2013, and all other applicable village ordinances. Any violations of these conditions, as well as any village ordinances including but not limited to the operation time or noise ordinance occurring in the Greendale portion of the property, is subject to the maximum violation of $1,000 per occurrence, and the village bond schedule is amended to establish the bond amount for any such violation at $1,000. Can I have a second?
Well, I have a second.
Second motion.
All right, with that, we'll go to discussion, so please, anyone wishing to start discussion on this, please open up. Sally.
Okay. Sorry I wasn't here the other day to meet you, Mr. Johnson. I do have some questions for you. I did watch the video and stuff, and there are several things that you have said, and you refer to it again tonight, which I find incredibly disturbing. Number one.
Second one.
One of our citizens said that we need to start developing being a good neighbor, okay, with the Brock and with Franklin and stuff. And I've been thinking about that, and I'm thinking, what is it exactly that we have not been a good neighbor? And I'm just going to give you a little history. Okay, because I happen to be a history girl, so I'm...
Sally, make it short, if you would, because our discussion is long.
This is going to be long.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
When the Rock came to us, Mr. Zimmerman came to us, way in the beginning, when he wanted to develop the Rock, he started, he needed water, and he needed water from a well that was located in Greendale. We looked into it. At the time, it was our inspector, it was Scott Satuli, looked into it, came back. He advised the village board. He said, there is no problem. He said, yes, they can do that. We went to Mr. Zimmerman and the Rock, and we said, it is okay. Yes, you can use this water from the well. They chose not to do that. They chose a different route. That's not a problem. That's their choice. But we said yes. Later on, other things had happened, but the latest thing was Mr. Zimmerman's brother wanted to do a kind of a Santa Claus theme type thing. They came to Greendale and they were gonna rent out the whole tower, and it was a good deal for Greendale. The people were gonna come and, you know, use our stores where we like that. And stuff, and so we looked at it, and it was, you know, it's a bit of a hardship because it was going to take up the whole tower the whole time, so our citizens could not be able to use it. We looked at it, we thought about it, and stuff like that. You know what? We're going to go ahead and do it. So we approved it, okay? And we said, all right, we're going to do it. Yes, come on in, and you can do your Santa Claus theme type of thing. So we were excited about it. Merchants were excited about it. Unfortunately, things did not get processed properly. Not with us, and not with Franklin, but with the national organization that we're running with. So the whole thing fell apart. Again, we understood, okay, that's the way it goes type of thing. We have asked Franklin, we have asked Zimmerman, we have asked the Rock about the noise, the music, the lights, the environmental, all of that stuff. Okay? And we are constantly told, yeah, maybe we should do something about that, okay. We in Greenville have not said no to the Rock for things saved, for commercial adventure, for the apartments that are going in, for things like that. We haven't said that. I happened to be at a meeting where people who were Zimmerman's friends and associates and his employees all stepped up and said, Greendale is anti-business. This is awful. Not a single person in Greendale said that. But they said it because what they did is they took it and they twisted it and they changed it. So it makes us, Greendale, look bad. And here I expect something from you. And then what I hear is you're saying, you know, gee, I wish we had this conversation 6 months ago. I would have loved to have that discussion. I would have loved to talk to you all about the noise and the music and the screens, okay? because the public, they don't care. The public wants to be there. They want that fun. They want those memories. They want to be there. They want to participate. It's fun to be scared, okay? That's what they want. It is your job, not this board's job, to make the, to come and tell us that, you know what, you ought to reconsider. You should have done this 6 months ago. That was your job. You should have come here 6 months ago, 9 months ago, after all of the complaints that came from Greendale and Franklin up to the police department last year on the Hills Have Eyes. You should have said, you know what, we've got to solve this problem. We've got to get down there and talk to them. But you didn't. You come to our meeting, and the first thing that you say is, well, I wish we could have talked about this. We didn't fail. We're doing our job. We're doing the job that to check and make sure that everything that you have in line is proper, is safe, and according to our ordinance in Greendale. Not talking about Franklin. Okay? It's you and your staff that have failed. And yet you're telling people and the public, all those nasty old Greendalers, they want to shut us down.
Sally, I don't want to have to cut you down, but we discussed this the other night.
I'm sorry. This is exactly the way it is.
I'm telling you, I can stop
the conversation. And you can't do that. You have to be, if you want to be a good neighbor, you have to be a good neighbor, okay? So when this board makes a decision tonight about the time and everything, okay, we did our job. It is not our fault, nor are we the ones who have to promote them and, you know, go to them and say, hey, don't you think you should come and talk to us? We don't do it for anybody else. Everybody comes so they can talk and find and learn, okay? As far as I know, he has never gone to Scott Satula. I don't know if he ever went to Kim about it, okay? So to sit here and blame us and then tell the public that it's Greendale's fault is wrong.
I would agree
with
that.
It's totally wrong.
I agree with that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sally. Other discussion, please. Yes, Garvin.
I would like to amend the motion. The last line, actually a couple places here, where it says applicable village ordinances, I would like to add specifically Greendale's sound ordinances. And at the very last line, I would like to add the bond amount for any such violation should be set at $24,000
per. Our ordinance limits it to $1,000. That's why it's Macy suggested $1,000 as their cap.
We'd have to change the whole ordinance. Yeah.
Which ordinance?
Our ordinance that allows for
the
bonding. Yeah, up to it. He went up to the maximum of our bonding ordinance. So we'd have to
make a note. We should need to change that ordinance.
We have to go back and change the whole ordinance.
I'd like to see
take
the ordinance
us
to it tomorrow. If we get a chance, send me that ordinance.
All right.
But what about the adding the part of
well, we have a motion on, and we can hear you.
It does say noise ordinance.
He's trying to amend. He's asking that it says Greendale only in there. Greendale sound.
Specifically our sound.
Ordinance. It does say noise ordinance.
But it says noise now. Do we want to add Greendale? It's fine.
Yes.
Oh, that
did the attorney write this?
Yeah, I drafted and he edited it.
Okay.
Yeah, attorney.
I just, if anything, want to keep it with the attorney wrote. I don't know that about.
I'm not sure the difference, if you ask the question. What it, just against it, it says noise ordinance occurring in Greendale portion. How do you want it changed? Or what is the content?
The line that says the event must comply with all requirements of section 7.365D special community events attached to the Village of Greendale ordinance, as well as special use permit issued for the property issued on November 5, 2013, and all applicable village ordinances, specifically Greendale's sound and noise ordinances. Just want to underscore that because that is what I perceive to be the biggest problem we're going to have if we have any, people who run the Hills Have Eyes do as they promise, there shouldn't be any sound at all.
You guys were the motion. You got motion, okay with that?
The speakers will be.
I'm okay.
Say it again. What would it be?
Content at all.
Well, I just want to add again the phrase specifically Greendale's sound.
Which is zero.
Sound and noise ordinances.
It doesn't.
I know it might be repetitive, but.
But you know ours is zero.
What it is, what it is.
That's what it says, but it already says in the next line. Operation time and noise ordinance.
I want people to know that if the sound leaves their property line, that's what our ordinance says, that is a violation. Not 90 decibels, not 70 decibels, not 20 decibels, audible sound.
This is on the ski hill portion, which is already there now.
But I mean, what is the point of, otherwise, what is the point of even having this where we can have a citation?
But already,
maybe somebody can walk me through how this citation.
What you're adding
is. Any call that comes through, and if we have the decibel, then they'll get a ticket. Is that what you mean?
Maybe we should hear from the representative from the police department, because you would be issuing a citation, I think, gather.
Can I set up the podium?
Yes, please.
Okay. So, yeah, please.
I'm Lieutenant Don Kloss. I'm here.
Yes, please.
To make it. So, we talked a little bit about this between the chief and I and the captain yesterday in anticipation of this meeting. And in our preliminary discussions regarding this, the way that the sound and the noise complaints have been handled thus far, and I apologize if I'm telling you stuff you guys
already know. Please do, yeah, please.
Is that it generally originates from within the city of Franklin. They have decibel meters set up around the property. We take the complaint, we note it in our logs, we tell Franklin the complaints that we have gotten, and then they check their meters, and if their meters register above a certain number, they cite based on their noise ordinance. And so that's how we've been treating it so far, is that if the source of the noise is outside of our jurisdiction,
right,
that we don't have
so far. This one will be in our
at the time. Well, they don't go check it like at the time of the call.
Okay, that's what I mean.
They have decibel meters. My understanding is that the decibel meters like record.
It records the sounds. They can go back to the times.
Yeah. So, for instance, they have timestamps like when an airplane flew over, if they're landing on that runway that day, stuff like that. So, because that's been the big thing that. We've gotten our share of complaints.
So, but how would you answer? So, this is one where the speakers are actually on Greendale's property.
If the source of the noise would be coming from within the village limits, then that would be an issue that we could potentially address.
And that's what we're talking about tonight. This would actually be sound that's coming, generated from the ski hill to Greendale. So.
Yeah, if it happens, if we can establish that it's within the village boundaries, then that's something that we can directly address.
Okay, thank you. Did you have a question?
I still have a question. Yeah. So you get a complaint from somebody in the H section or Oakbrook Farms area.
Sure.
They hear screams and haunting music and
right.
All the sounds that might be associated with this event. Then what are you going to do?
We would send a squad car over there to investigate and try and determine where the source of the noise came
from. To the home first to see what they're hearing and what they're hearing is?
Yeah, we'd probably meet with the original complainant and see what we can hear from their point of view. See if we can still hear it, listen to what they have to say. Even if the noise is gone, we'll still take a statement from them and see what they heard. And then based on that, the follow-up investigation would be to go over to the area that's within the village, base of the ski hill, establishing where exactly the village is over there. And then if we can determine that the source of the noise came from there, then we'd have grounds to issue a citation based on the original caller's complaint. Or if we can hear it, then we could be the complainant ourselves.
And will you be allowed to go on the Franklin part, or you have to only stay on our Greendale part? You'd have to ride the ski lift or walk up the hill.
Well, there's an access point from the golf practice area.
Yeah, there's a path.
It's a paved path now, there's a bridge over the river.
And that's a lot of it to come on our property.
Yeah, that's the Oak Leaf Trail, so that's county trail, and then it kind of intermingles with your guys', so, yeah.
Again, I'm not anticipating any noise problem, because based on what I've read on your application, but that's gonna be our biggest, that's the phone calls we're gonna be getting.
Right.
We're gonna be hearing from people who are hearing noise.
They say this is the worst one, is the.
And this is now, in the past, the noise came from Franklin, and our hands are tied. But now we no longer can say our hands are tied, because this is something we're gonna either approve or disapprove.
I guess I will say, because I took a drive through there this afternoon just to kind of reorient myself with the area. I know that we have a small sliver back there, you know,
yes.
But it's not somewhere we normally go. So, you know, we'd have to establish exactly where the boundary line is. And then finding the source of the noise is something easier said than done.
And like I say, this one, I think, is gearing up interest because it's of where it's facing. It's facing where our most complaints have come over the last number of years. And if we didn't at least look at that happening, and I know they're not overly happy with us going to 10, but that's kind of where it's been forever on that hill. I mean, since 2013, 10 o'clock has been our rule, and it's because it faces the houses there. It's not anywhere else on the rock. There is nothing more binding to any of that rock, to anybody else, as those houses facing that hill. And sound is one of the things. Skill Hill is quiet. Although we will talk about your snowmaking ability that maybe needs to be looked in. But those are the things people hear there. So I think that's kind of why we're really interested in kind of looking at what's going on there. Yes, I'm gonna have Trustee Chadwick first.
Just a question. Have we ever had an expert tell us that the salinators that were put in place by Zimmerman are properly put?
Yes, if you say an expert, Verizon, I would say, is an expert in sound, yes. And that they are working properly.
Okay,
and
so when the sound's up here and the meter's down here, and that expert said, it, yes, that's okay?
They're saying sound travels in a kind of a motion light. So
yes,
certainly,
I understand sound waves go like are straight.
Well, is what they're saying. Now, we can, on our end, you know, certainly put most things out in our hill going straight out from there. Because if that's what we're saying now, again, I get, if it goes over the line, if it doesn't break their decibels, what are we saying? At their property line, that's where we're interested in what they're saying. 79 is their decibels. So we can put our own right there, or we can put it up 20 feet up if we want.
I'm trying to be fair.
I know.
And I'm trying to
I know.
Be okay and give them, okay, not the benefit of the doubt, but I want to have them prove to us that, okay, when they're a sound meter, that, you know, is up here.
Well, the day they had that.
It's recorded down here, and the sound's up here.
The day they had that test, they had Greendale in there, Franklin County. I mean, they had 10 or 12, 15 people there looking at it and explained the whole thing. Nobody, including Todd, had any questions on how it was operating.
Okay.
Yes.
So that issue is to rest.
That's what I'm understanding, yes.
Okay, that's good.
Did Jason have something?
Yes.
Three or four questions. One, has the rock been sighted at all for sound?
Have they been cited by Franklin Police Department?
Yes.
I don't have that information. I'm not sure.
We don't know, Franklin. We don't know.
Do you know that question?
We have not.
Okay. So there's
now I understand, since he said that from the Franklin's mayor, they said the same thing. They have not.
Okay, so it's been low noise. Okay. Next question. For example, because they're going up the lift, say someone screams, right? And then someone calls you, and by the time you get there, by the time you go look, are you literally just going to be chasing a ghost every Friday and Saturday night?
And that's why I say sometimes it's easier said than done. I mean, we can put together the best picture of what we think happened, and then if we think that there's enough probable cause to issue the citation for the noises prohibited ordinance, then we potentially could. But, I mean, that's one of those things, it's going to be like a case-by-case basis.
Because with our noise ordinance the way it is, that means people can't even talk.
Right.
But I mean, even on a snowy day, I went over there and I've been on, and you cannot hear people skiing. You really cannot. Now, I'm not saying it's muffled by snow skis, but it really is quiet. And I've only once last year, I was over there, heard the music playing or a background playing one evening, what was from behind. And that was from 76th Street, right out in front of there.
Okay.
So that's my thing, is I can pledge to say, hey, I did hear it one night, and probably the wind was due out of the southeast, and it just was, or west, and coming out. So.
Okay. The reason I'm asking these questions is I just don't want to spend thousands and thousands of dollars on these Friday and Saturday nights, and just police call after police call, and they're just wasting all their time.
Right.
Whether it's one or three officers at different houses, that's something I just worry about. Because what if someone really is hurt or needs the police, and they're over here because of a sound issue? I mean, you just got to be really careful. I mean, our residents' safety is the most important thing.
Listen, I think all we're doing on our part, and again, we'll let you know, we certainly want to be good neighbors with you, and we want to sit and talk with you after this event and the continuation of this event and anything else you do there. Our complaint continuously to your people over there have been, after you worked on the lights, it's not so much the light, it is the sound, and there's not a lot you can do. But you have to be aware that we are now directing the speakers directly at these houses, and we have your assurance that that's not going to be that loud, but we're just saying we'll allow it. We want to put some insurances on there, and that's why we're putting the fines on there, that we mean business and we certainly want you to do it. But we have never allowed anything to go to 11. I'm sorry to see those on your websites, because I've had 20 emails from people in Greendale telling me, why is this on your website? Well, you haven't even voted on it yet. And that makes us look like we have already done something that we haven't done. So that's kind of another tripping for us a little bit to say, I don't know why they did that, but we really are not going to allow it past 10 o'clock, and we're going to allow you to do it, or at least we're going to take the vote for that and see where that goes. But I don't think 10 o'clock will, or past that will work. Yes?
One other thing in reference to that, okay, is one of the comments you made was that, well, you haven't done anything for 6 years. You know, why should we keep coming back, or right? Effort to getting approval. And I look at it as, my gosh, what an excellent PR thing. Why didn't you come to Greendale and say, hey, Hills Have Eyes is coming up in about 6 months, 9 months. Hey, let's have a talk about it. You know, how are things going? Is it nothing?
But they didn't know, isn't that correct?
And yet you blame us because you.
But they didn't know. They thought they were doing the right thing by going to Ken.
No, you don't. I've been in business and I have done volunteer work, and trust me, part of the PR type thing and getting out there and going to people and saying, hey, how you doing? Did you know our event's coming
up? I just mean it's
a
permission.
It's personal
well,
thing.
Again, we're going to...
And when he knows how things are bad with Greendale, okay, wouldn't he be using that as a push, like, hey, we're trying, and he did nothing.
But Sally, he didn't do it at this point. Again, my point to this board is, so he didn't do it. So do we think in somehow in our infinite wisdom we're going to shut this down, we're going to say no to this, and that will harm anything else but the relationship with Greendale and The Rock going forward? We may not care, but that's what
okay.
I'm asking.
Greendale is blamed, okay, and we should not be blamed. Well, they continue to blame Greendale. If it was shut down, it's Greendale's fault. It's not our fault.
We can't.
They didn't do their job. They didn't get out there and push and do the paperwork and things that they should be doing.
I'm going to ask the building inspector to chime in here a minute.
I just have one thing. The noise ordinance that we have is zero at the lot line.
Yes.
That's county property. The lot line there is the backyards of the houses on Overlook. It's not the street. It's not the hill. It's zero decibels at the property line. So that, for our portion of the property, that's 76th Street, and that's the backyards on Overlook. So that's where they're going to have to do their investigating, not up on the hill.
Okay, well, it's good that you clarified that.
From what I was told, I wasn't at the meeting this morning, I was at a different meeting. It's a zoning ordinance violation, so they have to come to me with their investigation. I have to authorize them to issue the tickets. So if they come and they say, we went up there, we're on the road by the path, and we heard this noise, that's not a violation. So just so it's clear to the board, it has to be in the backyards on Overlook, on Parkview, or on 76th Street, because that is the city limits, or our village limits, and the property limits.
Yes.
How would you prove that, then, that it was on Greendale Land or Franklin Land?
There's your point.
That's, how are you going to prove? There's events going on both properties. They'd have to stand there and say, okay, which way was it coming from? Which way is the wind blowing? Our noise ordinance is horrible. It's the worst one in any community I've been in. So, I mean, never has a community been zero decibels that I've ever been in. Because you can't talk in your yard and your neighbor can call and complain and say, your noise came over into my yard, and in the original section, you can probably talk in your bedroom and it can't hear you in the next door house.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Did you have any other questions? Anybody else? Go ahead.
I just have one question. You made a good point in that. I just want to clarify that if you were up there investigating something and a call came in that there's an accident or a serious injury, you would just break away from that and move to
there's priority. You have a priority that we would break off of, correct? Yeah. And then, I guess a little bit more on the noise ordinance, I guess, if I may. Part of the investigation is, you know, the ordinance, at least noise is prohibited, is the ordinance I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Which would be like your typical, like, someone's playing music too loud, three houses down. It has to be something that's like keeping them up, bothering them, is excessively loud. So you guys talked about like screaming on the ski lift. I mean, that all factors into our determination, I guess, on a regular basis, on whether we issue a citation or not. You know, we can call it someone's disruption level, I guess, is subjective. So I guess that's something that could maybe perhaps consider too, that just because one person heard a noise, we typically wouldn't always issue a citation.
Right. Trust you.
I just want to make sure I'm clear on this, okay?
Yes.
My understanding is for 6 years, they have had the Hills Have Eyes, okay? They've gone to our inspector, and he's done his job.
Yes.
Now, they have sold tickets now.
Yes.
Up until 10 o'clock.
Yes.
Okay, now, and as they explained, after 10 o'clock, they have to go through all the events, and ours is the last one, so it could be till 11, okay? Now, this is already done, and then now they hear that, oh, they have to come here for a permit. I mean, where is the mix-up? Like, how didn't they know this for 6 years? I just don't understand. And now that we're all in a position, in a bad position, you know, I don't want to have them fail, but I don't want us to, you know, fail our citizens either. So it's like, I just don't understand how we got to this point.
That's exactly where I'm at.
I just don't get it.
I have one question for the applicant. I started last year and it was something that was presented
so you really can't go deep.
From the year before. I don't think, did you have your maze up any other year? I think 2 years ago was the first year that they built the structure because Scott had all kinds of stuff that was done. Was there something before saying building structure or?
Same structure, was just further down on the hill.
So it was in Franklin?
Coming to Franklin, yeah.
So that's why it wasn't brought up before. That structure before has only been up on the hill for 2 years. Mm-hmm. Up in the Greenville section.
Yeah, that's what you heard.
Yeah.
And we're the one.
We used to inspect the structure. Why are they coming now for this?
We're the ones that have changed the rules on special events, ma'am. You're in charge.
Well, Scott used to go and check that. It was in the minutes. Check that building. So what is different this year than it was last?
The building was only up for 2 years in Greendale.
Okay.
So he checked it the first year, and I checked it last year. So before that, it was in the building, the maze itself was in the city of Franklin, so we didn't have any. So he probably didn't even he was using it as they have a special event for the
So how do we discover this 2 weeks ago?
They can still use it.
How do we discover this just 2 weeks ago?
When did you put the...
Because they came in for their...
They came in for a building permit.
That late.
That was sent from John Michaels to them. They filled it out properly. They filled it out and they did it, and they did it right, okay?
No, they had a special event, they came in for a special event.
Scott Satula checked it in 2017. Ken was there in 2018.
But that wasn't a special event, that was an actual building, and it was Scott's determination at the time that that was now being used for a commercial purpose, it probably needed a permit.
I don't believe he understood it needed an event.
The structure was never in Greendale, so we had no jurisdiction for anything.
And because...
And then the ski hill had a conditional use for using the lift already, so...
It's always had the conditional use.
I can't say what Scott thought at the time.
I mean, it's always had the use.
Okay.
Although they have ruled off of that and didn't do anything, if they would read the rules on that hill, 10 o'clock was what they were supposed to run it at. I don't care if they did it 20 years wrong. Doesn't make it right now because we are saying, well, wait a minute, it's always been 10 o'clock. You somewhere along the road at it to 11. So I'm just saying to the board right now, do we rectify that or do we say, well, we'll give them this year at 11 and then don't do this again? But I'm just saying that's, here's where we are. So with the board has to make, I'm just one guy, so go ahead.
So Franklin approved it to 11?
Correct.
Okay. 11 is 2 days a week, right? Friday and Saturday?
So it's as the permit's filed, it's Thursdays and Sundays at 10 p.m. and Friday and Saturdays at 11.
So it'll be 2 days, right? Yes, Matt.
I'm kind of along the same lines as Donna. Like, how did this just now come up? I understand that they've been doing it correctly for 6 years. But they weren't aware of that. If it was 20 years, you know, we were kind of allowing the precedent to be set by not seeing
it. It doesn't make it right. By ordinance, that don't correct anything.
I know. I understand.
I'm just saying.
I just feel like it's a little bit not in very good faith to do to then say, oh, actually, you need to change how you request your permits from us, like 3 weeks before the event starts. Whereas we've had 6 years to say something about it if it was incorrect. And we never did, and we've been allowing to go on and issuing permits one sort or another. So they think they're doing the right thing, going to Franklin, getting their permits from them for the whole event, and then coming to Greendale for whatever permits they need from us, and everyone's been okay with it. And then for 3 weeks before it starts to kind of pull the rug out from under them, it's just...
So they should assume because they are the rocks.
So let me...
This is for anybody. If you've done something a certain way for so long, just feels like...
Matt, can I just ask you, are we doing this for us or are we doing this for the people who live over there? You're the one who wants to sell them. We are going to let them do one more year because they've always done it that way. They've always done it every year. This is a year when I'm looking at the ordinance says, and if they had that same ordinance, they know it was 10. They get pushing the number.
I guess to me, I'm confused why we're doing it at this time, and it's similar to that circus permit we had. Why were we doing that when the tents were already up and we had our residents then were upset about it?
Exactly.
But so it's like, to me, it's the same thing. We're kind of, it's already up. I'm assuming that your event's already up, and we're trying to change. So the timing is what gets me. And I thought maybe there was an opportunity to say, okay, for this year, but we want to have some real change for next year. Otherwise, we're not going to allow it at all. Like, we want to, I don't know what it would be, to put cones on the lights so there's no more lights. Some things that we've wanted to have done in Franklin that we've got no power to do, I just think it's not the greatest faith negotiating to do it with this time. That's, it just doesn't make me feel right because of the timing.
So you're just saying, because the ordinance was ignored, we should just ignore it one more year. That's what you're saying. I just want that to go on record. Simply that you're saying, because... They ignored it, and we ignored it, therefore it should be ignored, because that's where we're talking.
Yeah, kind of. I guess I'm saying that, and the precedent we've set with other...
I'm not for.
With other permits, why did we all allow the circus then? We said, okay, they're already up, we can't really...
That is because we had the staff say they missed the boat on that one. This we didn't miss the boat on. That one, we did miss the boat.
Well, we did miss the boat on it, because we've been allowing it to go on for 6 years this way, and issuing other permits and allowing it to happen. I feel like this is somewhat on us.
Oh, you're gonna tell the citizens then, okay.
Jim?
All right, yes.
Maybe I can add some clarity, since Manager Michaels is not here. There is an email that was sent.
We have a manager here, and that's acting, so.
Right, but.
We do.
Todd Michaels sent an email to Mr. Zimmerman that said, attaches a copy of the special use approval for the Rock Sports Complex that was granted by the Village Board on November 5, 2013.
Yes.
Please take note that any activities related to the Hills Have Eyes event that occurred in the Village of Greendale must be approved by the Greendale Village Board.
There it is.
We have received information, here's the part that may address that. We have received information which indicates that you plan to use the ski lifts as part of the event in violation of the special use approval. We will monitor this event this fall and take action if a special use approval is violated. So I made
what's the date on that?
2013.
No, the email was sent and they submitted.
What was the date of that email?
I didn't copy the part.
September 5th.
Yeah, it was relatively, it was this month. But my point is, what I'm getting at is, I think this whole, the Hills of Ice kind of evolved over the years, correct? I mean, it's not always the same thing year after year. Obviously, it's not the last 2 years you've moved to the haunted house around. Now we want to use a ski lift. So maybe some of the permit wasn't necessary.
I think they always have.
We've always used the ski lift. The haunt largely has not changed since year one.
So was it your understanding, I guess,
Manager Michael here say, we have received information which indicates that you plan to use the ski lifts as part of the event. He's saying he's got information. Saying you've never used it. Well, maybe we didn't know you were using it.
I'm not sure why he said that. I do know that his follow-up email to that on that same date was that the village issue had us following the incorrect permitting process. It was an in-error.
Back to the ski lifts, though, and this question might be best handled by Ken. Have you looked at those ski lifts? I mean, are they safe? Are they safe to operate and convey people up a hill?
The ski lifts are all amusement rides, which they're considered are inspected by the state every year. We have no jurisdiction over amusement rides, so.
Fine.
I'm not an expert in ski lifts. I wouldn't know if it was good or bad or if it would fall off or not.
I've been on ski lifts and used with skis, and you know, you get on and you get off with skis. I don't know how you get on and off.
They use a ski lift down on in Meyer Fairgrounds. That's basically a ski lift. I mean, they're used for that purpose all over the world other than skiing.
Well, that's different than a ski lift.
They run them at a slower speed. You get off.
They stop. Now, when people get on and get off, do you stop the lift or does it keep going just like a ski lift?
So it's set at amusement speed.
That means nothing to me.
Amusement speed is slower per second. I don't know. It's slower than you would ride on a normal ski lift.
It's the same as they do at Summerfest. They don't ever stop it. They just run it.
Correct. There is a trip bar that, same with skiing, if someone has trouble getting off, it automatically stops the lift. It is inspected every year by the state and licensed by the state. And I do want to stress again that our entity is not responsible for operating the ski lift. That is done through Schmitz Brothers company, which is the Rock Snow Park operators. They're professionals at that, they're licensed operators that operate.
Yeah, yes.
When did you start selling tickets for this event?
It would have been, unfortunately, I don't know the exact date. It would have been about 6 weeks ago.
All right, Sally.
When did you get ask the county for your letter of approval that we got today?
The same day I was told that we needed it, which would have been on Tuesday.
Tuesday the 11th?
Two days ago. When is it? The 17th.
Okay, and in the past, you haven't asked them for it?
We've asked for a letter of approval for other events that have taken place when we did not own county land. Any time we've been requested to provide written approval or authorization from the county, we have provided it.
that was not asked of us in the past from Greendale for this event.
So the county didn't, so you didn't ask the county?
Franklin has asked for it in the past, and we have provided them a letter of approval. And if you notice in the letter of authorization, I believe it states that they are, we are authorized to operate as we have been in years past.
Okay.
All right, any new questions on this? We just, I just want to remind, we do have a motion on the table, and the motion has been modified, I said, to include the language on Greendale sound and light ordinance again. So, the original, if you want to read what the original, everybody has it in front of them, so... are we ready to take a vote on this? We need to discuss more. Yes.
Can I say, make one final suggestion? So I hear a lot of people talking about the noise level and
yes.
how do we figure out what, you know, how
yes.
do we enforce that? How do we do it? What if we proposed having an actual number, not just for this event, but for all events at Rock Properties going forward? If we can agree to an actual number that's enforceable based on the North Station and the East Station, the ones closest to Greendale.
So you're talking about the decibel level.
Talking about the decibel level.
For both?
Lower than Franklin's.
Okay.
What is Franklin's place?
Franklin's is 79.
Thank you.
So you're willing to talk about lower than that?
I would
How
talk
much
about
lower?
What's that?
How much lower?
You know, I would be willing to go down to 60 to 65 for a...
concert.
I would say for, I'm sorry, 65 to 69 for a 15-minute, with a 15-minute correctional allowance. That's half our county agreement, which is 30 minutes, and the county's agreement is 79.
Trustee Chapman.
In the spirit of trying to be good neighbors, okay, I would also say that if he's willing to talk about stuff like that, number one, I'd like to know what kind of power you have, okay, because as far as I know, it's Zimmerman.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So, I mean, you could say something, but Zimmerman could say no. All right.
Right.
So I'd like to know what that is. But I would also like to have staff look into our own sound ordinance and stuff in that light, okay, and see what, you know, can we come up with as well.
We already are, right?
Yeah, that was a... meeting or two ago, we were going to look at
here
are the ordinances.
We're already going to look at our ordinance to redo that. So, yes.
Is it possible you wouldn't have fireworks every night for the game? We hear about that all the time, too.
So we don't have fireworks every night. We had them seven times this year. I just want to correct that.
I love fireworks.
Seven times.
Two of them were rained out, so we only had five, unfortunately. But I think that we can expect... and. This part, the fireworks, I would have to go back and look at data and get more info, but you know, I think reasonably we could be expected to follow the same noise guidelines as we are.
I think it's
or pull permits for the...
I think it's more of the time on fireworks. Because I think we already have
certainly.
A deal that
so
10
I
o'clock
can,
is the latest they can...
I can, I mean, I can 100% agree yeah. that we can move up. We can shorten the even the Franklin permit by an hour and also... an hour left. So essentially, Franklin's permit, I'd have to look at it, I can't recall off the top of my head at this moment, but I believe it's 11 o'clock. We can go down to an hour before Franklin's permit, make it an hour shorter.
Okay.
Tell family, what's your authority? You're in charge of
so I'm operating in this gesture as a proxy for Mike Smith. So.
Okay.
Not only is everything on record here reported, it could, you know, simply for that reason, it can be held against our company. So I have the latitude right now to make some kind of compromise here, some kind of an agreement that we can work together to. I'm the executive director of all events for the company. So pretty much a lot of the issues that we're talking about, I now have a direct influence.
So I know what you're saying tonight. So what you're saying, and if we go with this 11 o'clock for this deal, you're willing to set in concrete a level that is acceptable by us and move the hour. So we know in the future you can abide by 10. I mean, is that what you're willing to talk on?
I would like to have a permit in perpetuity. So that's based on the Franklin permit, if we're going to do that. So it's a permit that's issued for this event specifically only, for those attractions as is, permit this year. And it's perpetual in that based on Franklin's permit, if Franklin issues a permit. So if Franklin doesn't issue a permit, we don't get a permit from you. Does that make sense?
No.
Yeah.
So, and that's just my proposal. But basically, you would issue a permit as is, and then as applied for, and that would be based on Franklin's permit every year, so we wouldn't have to continue to, for this event.
What about the, I just asked this question on my own. What about the promises we made to the residents in that area, which promises we made a long time ago, that we would watch over their section of being across from a big baseball field? It took us quite a few years to get the lights toned down.
Sure.
It really did, and that's nothing what you're doing now. But the sound thing seems to come back and back, and now we're saying one more time to them. This is just one more time,
this is something that we've never had before. So I think this shows that we're moving in the right direction, that you're working to get it moving in the right direction.
I don't know if I can buy that.
What is that going to be proposed? So a decibel level, a limit of hard 69 with a 15-minute correctional allowance period, which the county's is 30 minutes, as of right now, and it's 70. So it cuts the time in half, lowers it by 10 decibels, and that's measured off the data from the north state.
We're going to ask you that, yeah.
And that's measured off the data from the north station and the east station, which are the closest locations to Greendale.
I appreciate it. I wish, again, I'll say, as Sally said earlier, that we had 2 weeks ago come to some kind of terms like this. Again, we're at the adjust to this, and I just don't know if I have it in me to one more time say to Greendale residents, well, we're going to do this deal and promise. I don't know. So I'm going to ask the rest of the board to chime in. Yes.
I don't feel that they really ever promised the board as a whole this before. I think it's a good faith gesture. I just want to make sure that I understood correctly that you said, because we have a big complaint about the fireworks, that they would end at 10, you said? That you would negotiate?
So I would have to go back and look at the Franklin permit to know exactly what the permit states. I cannot recall off the top of my head. A lot of stuff has happened this summer, but
those are shot off.
We would shorten it to an hour previous to that. So,
so it couldn't be 11. So
if it's 10, it's 10. Yeah. Right. So
don't they happen after the ball game?
I'm sure they would never say midnight.
That what?
They would never say midnight.
Right.
Okay, and they happen right after the ball game.
Correct.
And if I'm correct in knowing the rules there is if the game ends by 10, you don't do them because of the time. Is that correct?
Correct. They will not. They will be done before the permitted time.
Okay. All right. Do you have a question?
Seeing that they want to start working with us, I almost feel like we should, in good faith, work with them and have a sit down and start trying to work on stuff.
Again, I'm fine with that, but just again, realize this is the 10th hour, and I don't want to say they have a history of that, but they have a history of this, and I have to agree with what Sally said, that somehow this comes to this bottom line, and the only ones, to me, who really suffer are the residents, who are now saying, okay, you guys weren't going to let them go past 10, and now we're kind of make a deal. And I understand that, and I'm just saying my point. That's what we would be doing, and not that we shouldn't, but is that what we're doing? So
my statements are all on public record right now. How do you think we look as an organization if you sit there and we back out of our deal? Yep.
Yes,
do you have a question? The board said this.
Do you have a statement to say?
One thing with the statement that they want to put this in perpetual, yeah, that they don't ever have to come back. Number one, we can't do that as a special event permit. They'd have to come back to the Plan Commission and modify their special use permit. Then it could go
this
event every year and be, so, I mean, it's two different uses. They have a special use permit from the CEO. So they'd have to come back to the planning commission to do that. And
so that would be.
You can't say you never have to.
Next year, you would have.
And we make everybody come back every year, same events.
And we especially in this situation, if we would want it.
Certainly, I'm okay with losing.
All right. Trustee Chadwick.
I think the direction is, I agree. It really does sound good, and I'm pleased. Okay. But I can honestly tell you, I've heard it before.
Ken said the meter has to be by the intersection.
So because I've heard it before, I will not go for it.
And put it there.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because Ken said the property line is way down.
I just don't do it.
It's also only.
Okay. Seven years of nothing but target and broken promises and junk like that. So do I hope it goes for it? Yes, sir, I do. Okay, and I do hope that what you're saying is in work. I do. I really do. Because I only believe it's what's right for the people of Greenville and Franklin. And I haven't seen them. And so I am not going to go forward with it. So just so you know where my vote is.
Trustee Jens, please. And then we'll end this in case somebody has anything.
Thank you. I'm happy to hear Mr. Johnson is willing to make that proposal. It sounds very, very intriguing. I know all the people who surround the Rock and all the activities. All they ask is, I keep hearing from them, all they ask is, why can't the Rock be good neighbors? Okay, this might be a step forward. So how do we incorporate that into this? Do we just put in there?
Well, I think we have.
However, I'd like to see, I don't know about, you started at 60 and then 65 to 69.
Well, I don't.
What's the difference with you at 65? I don't think.
I don't feel comfortable about importing this into a vote tonight.
Yeah, I don't think we can.
Because that's not, we can't do that. He's going to, whatever he's saying on record tonight is on record. A vote on this is separate. We're not going to put that into the vote.
So what did he say?
He said, so she can read back that they were going to go and put the decibel reader at 29, at 69. Is that what you're saying?
69 to 69.
He started lower than that originally. Well, he had me at 60.
Yeah, 60 was good.
That's when I started to listen.
I know a little bit about sound. I think you'd have trouble holding 60, would you not?
More than likely, yeah. I misspoke at 60, yes, 69 thought. And 15-minute correctional allowance period,
This agreement we're agreeing on is this event. Now we're asking to put a whole new deal into this agreement. And I'm not willing to do that if you guys want
to. Once
we approve the event, then where's our leverage? Yeah.
What was that next year?
What is Franklin's noise about?
All on public record. That's your lobby just recorded.
All I can say is we have a motion on the table, and I'm asking you to vote on that motion. Motion don't go, we can change it. Unless the board is telling me we can change this to a whole different idea, and that's now they made a deal and we make a deal. I don't think we can do that.
Can we possibly, if we voted it, in 11 o'clock isn't every night, it's just Friday and Saturday, okay? I was thinking it was every night. Could we propose something like, within the next couple months or whatever, that we would meet as a committee of a whole with them? And then discuss more, could we do that?
But to Mr. Gentz's point, he's right. We okay this?
Well, that's why I'm saying, could we say it conditionally?
Maybe we can put in here that, according to what he's talking about, a financial situation, if you don't make your agreement work, would be something we would look at. So, I mean, if we...
Well, they'd get fined.
A fine for not... If you make an agreement with us and not make it a part of this, and we okay this, you're then becoming in breach of a deal.
Sure.
That we're going to fine you. I don't know how we...
Or will we approve it next year?
Yeah, that would be...
But that's the thing.
I don't know.
We're going to be right back in the same place we are.
Yeah.
Well, no, not really.
Yes,
it would be earlier next time, and the tickets wouldn't be sold, right?
But what's the end result of? Do we approve or not approve?
Well, I would say approve it this year. 11 o'clock is only Friday and Saturday, not every night. And then their decimal point will be lower, the level. And we're mending fences. I don't know.
So, yeah, we got to...
I feel like just shutting it down would be bad.
Go ahead.
I think this is a good dialogue here. I, like everyone else, including you, which would happen a while ago, but, you know, why are we here? Why is this really being caused? It's because we're having complaints from our citizens in the H section, in the F section, and I thought there was one other section that was complaining too, and, you know... Well, I don't count Franklin. You know, we are elected up here by our Greenville residents specifically, you know, to look out for them, and I don't know, even go to the lower decibel, I don't know how you'd monitor it.
I mean, there is, but
because
I have to tell you...
monitors are in the wrong spot. As Ken said, our property line is really down by the street in the F section.
We can put up our own monitors.
Well, okay, now we're going through it, but I just think we got to make sure before we go forward in here that we're remembering, we're having this whole discussion, and the emails and the phone calls we get are because our residents who voted for us and elected us to watch it. So I'm just saying, I'm not against this necessarily, the compromise here, but I think it's come out of the blue. I wish we'd had this Tuesday, we'd have thought about it, talked to some people. Now it's here. We don't really have I just wish we could have time to digest all the stuff, find out what we want to do. We haven't run any of this past our attorney.
Well, all right. So now, you know, we're kind of at the 11th hour. A couple options we could do. And again, if we were to table this once again, it just means we got a meeting. They have this coming up next Friday. It's the first time this is coming up. I don't know about you guys, but next week, it's pretty rotten for me. We're not going to be a part of it. Are we going to go anywhere by doing that? Well, all we're going to end up with is, I can tell you what the lawyer, I think, will say, you need two different deals. You can't be attached to this deal because it's on a special use. It has nothing to do with what The Rock is going to do or promises to do. This is on a SACL special use for this term. So I think we got, since we do have a motion out there, and I'm going to request that we make a vote on that motion as it stands. It's a yes or no. And then if it fails, then we can make a motion on where we want to go with this, how we want it. But I just don't see that a lawyer would allow us to connect two different things going on. So I don't know what anybody, yes, Sally, please.
Just a question. You said for your ticket office is the one that puts out the information about when the stuff closes down. It's also on your website too, though, isn't it? I tried to go to your website, and the reason I'm asking is because the website crashed.
Okay.
So I'm asking because I went there to see what it was, and I couldn't get in.
Sure. Make sure that it's fixed. And what was the question then? I'm sorry.
Okay, does your website say that ticket sales end at a certain time?
They do.
And it says when?
11 o'clock.
Thursdays and Sundays is 10 p.m. and Fridays and Saturdays is 11.
Ticket sale ends.
It says now.
Sally, but the event does, it continues for an hour after that. I can get a ticket at 10, I can still go through the whole thing, which takes an hour. So it means it'll be open until 11.
Okay, who wants to do you have to go through you're buying tickets, so couldn't they put in a recommendation to make sure, like, you know, if you want to make through the entire event, you should buy your ticket and be there at 9.
The way it is done right now, I can get a ticket at 10 and be guaranteed I can go through the hour ride, the whole thing.
So if it's
and Greendale,
and it's midnight.
Greendale, no, 10 o'clock.
No.
Ticket sales ends at 10.
You said on the Thursday.
As permitted, it ends at 10 o'clock on Thursdays and Sundays, and 11 o'clock on Fridays and Saturdays.
So now we're talking an extra hour. So now you're talking till midnight.
And now I appreciate you talking, but you're really out of line. So I hate to tell that. It's not open for citizens, so I just want to tell you that. So, all right. So, guys, where are we sitting on this? I mean, I hate to try to keep this in Robert's
order. Well, let's bring it to vote then.
Yeah. I mean,
is all discussion done? Has all the trustees?
You know, I just take one last thing.
Yes.
I'm just saying, I feel like they were noticed late. the tickets were already being sold, okay? I am definitely have sympathy for our residents. I've gotten the emails and calls all the time. And it's not just about this event, though. It's always for the band and everything else. But I feel like this is at least opening up negotiations with us, with The Rock. Everyone says, oh, we've had these talks before. I have never had these talks with them. They've never come to the board that we've talked to them. I feel that this could be the beginning of this talk.
This is why you're elected. This is why you're elected. You're making this vote. So
okay. So I just, that's what I feel. And I mean, at the 11 o'clock is only Friday and Saturday. It's not every night of the week.
Fine.
That's what I'm
with that, we have a motion on the table. I would ask for a roll call. This is the per approval as it was presented on this, and with the addition of what Trustee Gentz put in there. Again, it says Greendale Ordinance for Sound and Light. So.
Trustee Barbian?
No.
Trustee Ouellette?
No.
Trustee Sierowski?
No.
Wait, time out.
No, wait, go back. Wait, now you're saying no to the approving this.
No, I'm saying yes to approving that.
As it is.
Till 10.
Let me say again.
I want to approve what the lawyer wrote.
So you're saying no to 11 o'clock?
Yes.
All right. Yes, on the motion.
Read it again.
The table is till 10 o'clock.
Yes. That's what I want to tell. But the motion as it sits now is that only till 11, till 10 o'clock. So that's what we're voting on.
Every night?
Yes. Every night. So, okay.
You're an aye.
So we'll go again.
Aye, okay. Vote for 10 o'clock.
Okay. Trustee Chadwick?
No.
No, did you go through us?
No.
Well, I did.
Try it again.
Start over. Trustee Barbian?
I vote for 10 o'clock.
Trustee Ouellette?
So I say no.
Trustee Sierowski?
No.
Trustee Chadwick?
No.
Trustee Sell?
No.
Trustee Gentz?
Yes.
Okay. I said yes, too.
Yeah.
And I'm yes for what we have. So it is passed because it's 4-3.
So you passed it then, Sally?
No, she said no.
She said no.
So it failed.
There's another motion.
Okay, what's the
so it's gone through. They will have their 11 o'clock.
Well, they have still have to vote on.
Can we just vote on?
That failed.
That failed
3-4.
Oh, it did.
10 o'clock failed.
Yes.
So now we would want to amend the motion. So I'll amend the motion to allow it till 11 o'clock, correct? On Friday and Saturday?
Yeah, or just say as submitted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do I have a second?
Second.
So you're saying as presented.
So as now presented. They're going with the 11.
They want the extra hour.
Correct.
On Friday and Saturday.
And there's not any further discussion. I don't want to discuss.
I just want to ask Sarah if we can attach anything to it, like subject, we're going to also require that they come into the committee of the whole meeting.
I don't think we can attach it, but I think we can try to set that meeting. Right now.
It's just in good faith.
So the gentleman's agreement that we will further talk about the noise.
Except that we'll personally hold you to it.
Yep.
We're not going to Zimmerman, and if the board votes this way, we're not going to Zimmerman personally.
Correct.
Now, what that means to me is you personally will come into this board meeting, and I will accuse the board of The Rock of exactly what we're saying all along. So don't come back to us for any kind of thing, because we are going on record here tonight that you promise us the world and do what you want if this is not where you're going. I would further like the board to have this happen before the end of this year, 2019, this discussion happens. I further would like maybe to put a couple residents maybe into this talk so that we can have that open talk. It's not us that this is harming, but maybe a couple of the people that this really have some things to talk to you about can really put it out there, and we can, for once and for all, dwindle some of the things that were out there. So you're willing to do that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, yes.
But I do want to make sure that everything stays the same, like that $1,000 violation, if it's not. Okay, so the same thing, just changing it to 11.
Yep. Okay. Now, all stays the same. Yep.
Okay.
Except that you're saying 11 o'clock.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Okay. All right.
Trustee Ouellette?
Aye.
Trustee Sierowski?
Aye.
Trustee Chadwick?
No.
No. Okay. Trustee Sell?
Yes.
Trustee Gentz?
No.
Trustee Birmingham?
No.
Trustee Barbie?
No.
So we're getting down
3-4.
4 to 3.
3 to 4.
So what else do we go?
I'll make a motion that we approve it as is, except for it's 10:30 on Friday. So
wisdom is out of it.
Yeah.
Second half?
Well, the first one.
Still in the middle.
Kind of supposed to be good faith.
So we kill both amendments. Any suggestions on your part?
We just made another motion and you have a second, right?
Yes.
Any suggestions on your part? You see how divided we are.
Yeah, I do. I understand the 10:30 time. It still does the same thing as far as what it limits us with, unfortunately. It's still selling. We still have an issue of we're cutting the experience short for people that have paid already.
Now, again, maybe on my side, when thinking of this, and as I said earlier, and I truly mean it, I think we'd like to get together.
Yeah.
I just like to put on record, I have to agree to some degree about trusting you guys a little bit, and it's just because of your past, and we want to drop that and go that. But how do we make ourselves assured that this will go on the way for residents and for us? I mean, in the next couple of weeks, something we put together, which is type of an agreement that you would sign to say if you don't come to conclusion of doing and working with us, we're gonna put a fine on. We're gonna, you know, fine you 10 grand or something like that. I'm just throwing a number.
Yeah, I don't know if we can fine Franklin.
Our organization is committed to making sure that whatever comes from this meeting agreement-wise,
I don't know, so we can't, so.
The specifics of the decibel, establishing an agreement, I mean, we're committed to it. So whatever peace of mind you need, if you need me to sign an agreement that says within 2 weeks we're going to meet and start discussions on this, or I'm going to appear before you again, that's fine. I'm willing to do it. We're committed to this. That's not an issue for us.
I don't know.
I'll say if they make the statements and then don't follow through, getting any permits from us in the future.
Does that meeting with them interest you at all or no?
Of course it does, but it has nothing to do with this. I mean, it should have been happening a while ago. Can they order the reason is that this is their last event to go to? Can't they start there?
Well, instead of talking about, do we just table this and we're going to have to come together again? Who can ever come together? So the other option I can throw out there, and it's a horrible option, is that we try to put something together that we can put together and then table this issue as it stands, because I don't know how we correct this tonight. But it just means another term, another week. We got to let them know where they're at. It's next week. It's already their start fighting. So this is like something that I don't know where we go from this.
Suggestion.
Yes.
What if we went through with the original motion tonight and then agreed that they would submit something to us that we could sign and we call us another special meeting to extend the hours on the other two nights? So that we have some certainty that's going to be able to.
That intrigues me. Something in writing, yes.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah, we would have to talk to the attorney once and whether that's enforceable, because it would be for issues in Franklin, but I mean, obviously,
no,
it's a gentleman's agreement.
No, it's issues in Greendale, only.
Well, he's talking about the fireworks and the decibels at the concerts, which is.
I mean, I feel like if you go to the county and say, like, this is what they promised us, and they haven't talked to us once in 6 months since I think that's a pretty good motivation for the county to take some action in some way.
I don't want to have to go to the county.
Well, understand my point, right?
Yeah.
So let me just go out of line a little bit with your permission of the board. I'm going to ask a specific question to Dana, and Dana, I'd just like to get your comment on, is this a workable solution to meet with them, or are we, let me ask what you think. To make it short and just make
sure.
It per plan.
I appreciate you asking, first of all.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
And normally
you
don't.
I have 6 years of experience going to hundreds of meetings. I would not do anything to accommodate
yes.
the developer. As far as, I want to make sure that you clarify that the ticket, the website says, like, the it closes at 11 o'clock. why can't you clarify on the website that the till closes at 11 o'clock, so the ticket sales actually close at 10? It's kind of like when you go to Walmart, it closes at 10, and everybody's going to get out of there. They don't have on the sign. The front door doesn't say 10 o'clock, but you can walk around for an hour. That's not what it says. So if it says on the website that it closes at 11 o'clock, can't they just say, well, the box office closes at 10 because the till closes at 11? Why can't that be clarified? Because you're having people walk till midnight.
So this,
I believe it
does. With all due respect.
Go ahead.
With all due respect, this is not Walmart. It's an experience, so it takes you on a journey.
I was just using it.
Right. No, I totally understand. It takes you on a journey, whereas, you know, the first part is just as important to the event as the last part. So it's not really experiencing it. And, you know, the issue that we're dealing with right now is the
so do we table this, guys?
So can you buy a ticket now? You can come at 10 p.m. on
they've got to allow to get something together.
So you can pay, if we do that, are you?
Well, then we're only paying for 10 o'clock. We're doing just what this says now.
All right, let me just clarify. So, again, on your time, when you say it ends at 11, is it end at 11? Is it over at 11? It's why everybody's out of there at 11.
Does the screaming stop?
Or does it go until 12? I mean, clarify.
So the box office closes at 11.
What does that mean?
It can take up to, that means we're done, so it takes the event tent closed, the DJ, the music stops.
People can be on the hill. People can be on the hill till 12?
That it can take up to 60 minutes for someone to get through. So there could possibly someone in that traffic.
So with that clarification, now you're at midnight.
But
so I'm just asking you, with that clarification, the ride will be open till midnight. The box office closes at 11.
Correct.
But I'm the last one that bought a ticket at 11. I will be at 12 o'clock getting off your ski lift, kind of.
No, you'd be at the very latest at midnight, you'd be exiting the attraction.
At midnight.
Correct.
All right, so that's 2 hours after 10. So again, that just puts more of a, yes it is, it's 2 hours. I am now getting in my car at
it's
midnight.
Not on Thursdays and Sundays though. On Thursdays and Sundays, it's the box office closes at 10.
I'm just saying the
which
2 days that you're saying 11, it's really 12.
I'm just submitted with
when you say a ticket box office closes normally, you're saying I can buy a ticket at 10:59. Now let me just make it clear. 10:59, I got a ticket. I can get on that ride.
Same as if there's a movie that starts at 11, the box office closes at 11.
But it takes me an hour to get through that ride, right? About an hour. So actually. When we're asking you, straightforward, when does this end? You're telling us 11, it ends at 12. The music and the lights on that ride will still be on at 11:30.
I'm not trying to say
that. I know you're not, but am I right? Am I correct? The music and the lights will still be on at 11:30. On weekend.
On the DJs, they're no longer playing music. No, the DJs no longer playing music when the box office shuts down.
It doesn't.
No, the DJ stops, the bar closes, the box office closes, the event tent closes. There, depending on the night, it takes roughly an hour to get through the entire bar.
I'm my last guy. The last part of the ride is the ski lift.
It's the attraction on top of it.
Yeah, so right, when I get up there, no longer any of the music, the lights got to be on because you got to get the people on and off, so.
The safety issue?
Yeah, well, as long as the chairlift's operating, the lights are on, yes. But like I said, you'd be exiting, it takes up to an hour, so you'd be exiting the last attraction an hour after.
So I'm still up on the top of the hill where your building is. Mm-hmm. I could be up there at midnight if I'm the last one.
Correct.
So. What they're more
ticket sales end at 10 o'clock on Thursday and Sunday.
Yes.
You have 1 hour. So that means everything goes up at 11. Friday and Saturday, ticket sales end at 11. You have an hour. That means everything stays on until midnight.
Well,
that's basically what it is.
Well, some of that's true, some of it's incorrect. The, not everything, the loudest part, the event tent closes at 10 o'clock on Thursdays and Sundays and 11 o'clock on Fridays and Saturdays, hard. Franklin holds us to that. They have police officers making sure it happens on site. Everything's then shut down and rolling shut down. So.
I just personally now understanding it, and I apologize if I didn't. If you still got people there anytime close to midnight, it was just a no vote for me. That's way too late. That's well after what I thought was more of 11 o'clock. It's just now turned into a 12. And even if you have no noise up there, you're going to have people up there that are making noise. So that becomes my problem. So I don't know how to other clarify you. You're not, if you're living there and you're watching, and the people up that are living close by, and we're telling them, oh yeah, we just told them 11 o'clock is it. It's not true. There will be things happening up there until 12.
The closest Greendale home to this attraction is 0.47 miles, about a half a mile. There's no one that can see anything or hear anything from this attraction.
I really don't want to push on you comment again, but we got your input, so I'm going to ask the board to hold, but I appreciate Donna, your Danielle. So, now that we have this information, yes.
I know there's a motion on for 10:30. That does nothing, in my opinion. That's an invalid motion, in my opinion.
Okay. So how do we head forward with this?
Well, so we're at a standstill. So
yeah, right now, tabling the event,
are we going to table this? And I don't know what we're going to come up with.
I'm going to change my vote on the first motion.
To what?
To yes.
To a 10 o'clock only?
So now you're going to...
If that's going to, what else are we going to do here?
Yeah.
We can't say, as Attorney Macy said, we can't say no.
I would like to make the motion to re-vote.
So now let me ask again, and before we go this way,
here's the 11, yeah.
Your option, you've kind of put us in as well as us, and we can go any way you want to push the blame to where we are at this point. But I've seen your things on this, and when I'm reading what I was seeing, for whatever reason, and if I'm reading it wrong, I've always believed you were closed at 11 o'clock. Now, the box office we keep talking about, but the event truly is not closed when the box office is closed. The box office is. The band may be. But there's still a lot of people, and I don't know, on a Friday, there must be a lot of people out at 11 o'clock at night on that ride yet. So, I mean, really, that would have been, to me, it would have been more... Sincerely, you tell me that it was 11 o'clock that really things are happening on the Greendale branch, because it is. That's where everybody's ending up on that house up in the street. And that's the biggest complaint we get from our residents, is that we know it's not 11 o'clock because we hear, and I had to say I didn't know that until you just were telling me that really that ride is continuing. No music, I don't care what you are, but that's my thing. So I just want to make sure I have it right with you. Let me ask you on your end. I'm hoping we can still go forward if this doesn't go with some discussion, so that this doesn't happen again, and we can do this. You can look at the way you want at Greendale. But what is your option if we do say no tonight? What do you do?
My option is to go back to my boss and let him know that this was the decision. You know, what happens from there is totally up to him.
Okay.
You know, I know that I want to work together on this, and not only on this, but give you guys peace of mind for all events, all summer long, all year long.
Yeah.
I mean, the number one issue I'm hearing is noise, and if we can provide some assurances on that, I mean, why not? Why not go down this road? Why do we have to, you know, and who's ever, you know, if it is our fault, then fine. I wasn't there at the beginning, so I don't know. I'm sorry for past transgressions, but I know that I'm here now and I want to make this work. And it's out of my hands completely, at, you know, where
so
I'm
here. I'm on the line on it, so. I could go either way, too.
Well, you know, if we close at 10.
What's that?
If we close at 10, they're still at 11. I mean, that's where we all are.
I just have that problem with that 12.
Am I allowed to make...
Because truly, now you're approaching on 2 hours over what the guidelines originally were in 2013, 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock meant drop dead at 10 o'clock, and now you're 2 hours longer than that. So that becomes, I had a problem with 11, now 12 becomes, if you can see our end, you're really asking us to bend way, way on a 12 o'clock ending, and everybody's out of there, and my lights are not coming off the parking lot at midnight. So that's...
I definitely see your end, and, all right. And I ask that you only see my end too as well on this. Is, you know, again, we want to talk about, for, you know, this year only based on this, the time frame that we were given here, and then, you know, next year it's 10, you know, I'd be willing to agree to that. I think anything short at this point of what we asked for in the permit is...
You got any, did you have a question? Or what do you want to do on this, guys? I mean, I'm just one vote, so.
You can see if I would change your mind and re-bring forward, like Matt said, bring forward the first motion. See if it's changed anything. Because remember, the 10 o'clock is really 11 o'clock. So
yes.
Okay, 10 o'clock, but it won't fulfill 11 o'clock.
Okay, so I guess that's what I was going to ask. What if we say that everyone has to be off by 11?
But they can't help that. It can't happen.
Why?
Well, it's, no, because really, if we really say 10 o'clock like this says, that means it literally is 10 o'clock. So if we say 11 o'clock, at least we're meeting them in the middle at that point.
But then,
that's how I look at it.
They're going to go from midnight.
No, I'm saying everyone has to be done at 11.
But then we're just, he just loses anyways, can't do it. Could you?
Yeah, but at least he's getting another hour. Right? I mean,
yeah.
I really want to try to work together in a couple
so
of
do
weeks.
I.
So
have
do I.
Have them come in and let's
so do I.
Let's maybe even get some trees.
So if we to compromise, you can be open till 11 all the nights and you want. Is that work for you, or is it still not a work?
I mean, I would take anything. I mean, at this point, you know.
Our problem is that you push this to midnight now.
Let's listen to what he's going to say.
That's why. Go ahead.
I mean, yes, we would certainly take 11 o'clock for all nights. Certainly. You know, we can. Better than nothing.
I'm still sure.
So let's amend that motion, Matt.
So okay. I just wanted to clarify it.
Clarify
the discussion,
that.
Right? So if we go at 11 o'clock, which is what we really have at 10 o'clock anyway, then at 11 o'clock the lights are off and there's no more of the screaming, which we get a lot of complaints on from Hill. It's a nice event, it is, but we get a lot of complaints from the F section of, you must have some like screaming monsters underneath where they go up the chairlift, correct?
We do not, no.
Okay. Well,
there's some in the trails.
Okay, well, wherever the voice is coming from, my mistake. Those would be ceasing at 11 o'clock.
Not the ones in Franklin.
Okay, but the ones in Greendale would cease. So the noise
that's
coming.
That's not what we want. But if that's.
I know, but that's where
that's
the place comes from.
Then yes.
Okay. Well.
So what are you saying, suggesting? What are you
grounds
suggesting?
Grounds closed at 11 every night.
In the Greendale area.
In Greendale.
Right. At 11 o'clock, the lights are off, and no more screaming or scaring or whatever. I don't think it can.
Whenever we have to go to try to get this type, this, I'd like to work with them, and we're going to still hold you to working with us, because understand where we are. The ordinance is written for 10. It has always been my belief that 10 meant 10, mm-hmm. not 11, not 12,
yeah,
not 10:30, but that you were really done, and so you're really saying to us, 10 has never meant 10. It's meant midnight, kind of. In the past.
Well, the ski hill, I believe, is
the ski hill, right?
For the winter events.
So that's not, I mean, that's not how, I mean, you say that, but that's not what I meant. I mean, I've permitted with Franklin the exact same way. The exact same way. And that's, so I'm not, don't take that as me.
No, but did you take that when we did this deal? And you weren't there then, but even recently you must have known Greendale has a 10 o'clock thing on ski hill. Did you take that meant 10 o'clock, or does that mean no tickets?
Ski hill at
all right.
I don't know.
I have no. All right. This is your first dealing with ski hill, kind of.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Oh, I'm not talking about winter. I'm talking about this event you've held over the last couple of years.
We were under the impression that we were pulling the correct permits with the correct people.
Yes, but you were always running, you were always running them until midnight.
Correct. We're not asking for anything different than what we've done in the last.
That's my question. Go ahead.
This is totally off subject. When does the ski hill close? I guess I don't know that answer. Is it literally 10 o'clock? No one can see.
When's what? What ski hill?
Ski hill.
The ski hill.
Ski hill is, we're talking about that because Franklin has voted for it to be 11, but they don't own it. We do. So we will be having that coming up as a different subject. So we will be talking about ski hill because I think it was 11 o'clock last year. So I think.
Like I said,
yeah, and you don't know. But we're going to have.
It seems if we're going to talk about the 11 o'clock for the ski hill, I mean, why are we so hard on this 10 p.m.?
Because we're going to talk about ski hill going back to 10, if that's what we need to. Because that is the original idea of that ski hill. It faces our biggest property owners or people over there. That's our problem. Of all the things you do at the Rock, this is the only one directly pointed at Greendale and the people there. So when we did this, and I was on the board when this was signed in 2013, the idea was some breaks for the people that at 10:30 at night they didn't have to listen to anything on the Rock. And that was why we said 10 o'clock, the Rock ceases to exist. And that really has crept up now. And even last year when I'm talking about Snow Hill, it stayed open till 11 because somewhere along the way, recently you even seen it, Franklin voted that the ski hill could stay open till 11. It's not their decision. And I've let them know that. That's where did you get that from? So, but that's a different than your project. Your project right now is, we're in a dilemma. So can you?
Nevertheless, I can still help with that process too. I mean, that's something that, like I said, working together, that's in the spirit of things. What we're talking about.
Well, but I understand ski hill really is, you've done that, you've done it, you're a property owner, but you have a third party doing it.
Correct.
So we want to talk about that as an issue as well. Again, we like, at least I would, for this board to look at the deal we did. 10 o'clock is 10 o'clock, and that's kind of where we do it in our bands. We have certain things here in Greendale that we do, and we tell these guys, that sounds off at 11. There is no matter what's going on, 11 o'clock, that thing is off. So, now again, we're back to your...
11 o'clock or 10 o'clock?
This weekend, like it's 10 o'clock, yeah.
10 o'clock is what he
wants. Maybe a stop for the bands,
yeah. Yeah, so we make our own bands here.
Our own event this weekend.
Even though they won't lose, that's kind of our deal. It's just where we are, so.
And this is the first time learning about how you guys do stuff, so I apologize that I haven't before. But, I mean, that's... You know, now that we know that we can come back to you next year, like we know it's 10 o'clock, we don't decide when it's something we talk about. It's mainly that 3 weeks ago we were told that we had to follow a whole new set of rules that we're finding out now. And I'm sorry for, like I said, for the history that has been, that has happened before this and that I have not been a part of. But
so where do we go? Are we going to amend this and treat to 11 or what do you want to do?
10 and it goes to 11 or what do you propose?
Oh, it's best 11 o'clock grounds or 10 o'clock ticket offers or
yeah.
Say
it's
it.
All the same thing.
Do
they have to change their extraordinary entertainment and special event permit? Because they're requesting, it says right here, Thursdays, for instance, it says 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. It doesn't say the box office.
Right.
At 10 p.m. It says the whole event. And so, I mean, we probably, if we're going to change anything, we also have to go right back and change the application.
Yeah, we can ask them to amend the application.
Does that say that in there? Or is
can
that,
we say that in the
that's what I
motion?
In my copy.
We could say that in the motion.
I mean, our motion was clear. It says, the portions of the event occurring in Greendale must be completed by 10 p.m. Doesn't say anything about ticket sales, it just says everything is completed. So if we were to say everything would be completed at 11, then it's completed. Lights are off or done. Last tickets could be sold at 10 o'clock, apparently, so they could get through.
Are we?
I'm good.
I know you're looking for some, can you live? I mean, you're not allowed.
I mean, at this point, guys, you're going to vote, how you're going to vote. You know, I've asked you to, you know, for a compromise. I want to work together. I've volunteered ways that we can do that. It doesn't seem like it's being received too well. I'm sorry for that. I wish that it was. You guys are going to vote how you're going to vote. I don't know what happens after that.
All right.
You know,
Well, so we'll, how do we want to, board? Somebody has to either amend this, or do we vote on it again? Do we try to see if anybody's changed, or how do you want to do it?
So what are you proposing?
Well, motion that the grounds will be closed by 11.
Okay.
Which would be acceptable to them, correct?
He will do what we need to do. He's saying to us, do what you're going to do.
Well, the only thing I would say
is... to work with us, Joe.
I would still want them to work with us.
Right, so we need the ability to operate the event. The event is severely impacted in a negative way if we can't send everyone through that line. Yeah. So on a Friday and Saturday, with the box office shutting down at 11, we need to be able to get the last person through there, which could be midnight. It could be earlier, but it for sure will be by midnight. Anything short of that, unfortunately, is not. The event doesn't work then.
So then you would do an amendment saying till 11 and 12 on the event permit? Is that what you're saying?
You could say the box office closes at 10 on Thursdays and Sundays, 11 on Fridays and Saturdays. At that time, all remaining patrons will have 1 hour to get through.
Yeah, because it says like Thursdays, 6 to 10.
If we really care how long your box office stays open, as long as people are out of Greendale by whatever we decide. That's the issue.
Sure. No, and I understand, had I had maybe some more time to submit this permit, get it ready, maybe we wouldn't be having this miscommunication. We would have known right away. I was not intentional. I want to make sure, I'm trying to be as transparent as I can.
But I'm just hoping you see where we are, because in everything I'm seeing from what you read, what's in your when you put your own thing in, you made it sound like 11 o'clock you were completed. I mean, that's what you made it sound like, and now that's not
even. I took it off Franklin Wright's.
No, whoever put that out, he just read it to you. It's off your own sheet. It's saying everything will be, and then it's pretty incomplete. What we're saying here as well, we think that it was going to be completed, but it's, even if we're telling you, and you're telling us in there, it'll be completed at 11, it's not completed.
I don't say it's completed. I say those are the hours. No, but, I understand what you're seeing.
We're both in a little dilemma here, and I owe in this board to the residents. We need to vote what we want to do, and
exactly.
You have a business to run, and you're trying to do it. Except that our ordinance has never changed. Anybody that has read it over the last 7-8 years knows what it said, and it always said Santana, and always said the same thing. So whether it's Mr. Zimmerman, yourself, or anybody, it could have seen that what we mean by 10 is just that. So really, if we just even slight to 11, we already have given you more than what we thought we had to, because we thought 10 o'clock is what we're talking about. So to me, it's a gift to say to you, you can do 11, but that's when we want to close, because we're already giving you an hour over what we thought we had agreed on. And whether I misunderstood there, but I think it's pretty clear on your thing that says it's done at 11. Now it's not done at 11, it's done at 12. So I don't know how much that hampers you. We don't want to hurt your business and do things that overly hurt us, but we owe at least partially. I personally cannot vote for midnight, because that's what I'm voting for. I'm telling my residents, yes, you told us you want that 10 o'clock, but we're going to do 2 hours more, and that's what you're asking us. And I don't know if I, as a village president, I owe that to them. We did in the last couple of years. We kind of are feeling this, and so we want to work with you. If you want to work with this in the future and figure out how we do this in the coming future, I would suggest that we, right after this and before the end of the year, look at all the things you want to do up that hill and on our end, and we're always open. But again, you put us in a, now you're really asking me whether you think you are not or are not for a 2-hour window over what we thought was going to be 10 o'clock. I mean, it may be while we're looking.
What I'm asking for is the opportunity to operate this event the way it had been done for 7 years and the way Greendale has permitted for at least the last two that I've done it and okay. The recommended process that okay. they follow. I'm not asking for a huge event change 3 weeks prior to the event, which will significantly impact the event in a very negative way, thus allowing us to create.
All right, we can either take this back in an original vote and see if there's any changes, or we can amend this vote to 11 o'clock and just say, plain and figuratively, we on our end would like them to be done at 11. They can do what they want. I mean, it's truly that way. So I will give to the board what they want to do on this. Anybody? Or do you want to table it? You want to come back?
No, I don't want to. We need to do this tonight. But I guess the one thing I'll ask, and I know it's not giving you everything you want, but two nights we are getting what you want. And I know you're the two big nights, the most important, we're not. But we are working together a little bit, so can we still come together and talk in the next couple of weeks that we're compromising here at least a little bit?
There's never going to not be a desire that from me that I want to work together. That exists and that will always exist. And I will do, no matter what the event is, I will do my best to do that, but I have to go back to my boss, Mike Zimmerman, and tell him, hey, two nights, we can't do what we advertised and what we took to market. What he does with that is not in my control.
Okay. You said you're the boss.
I'm here on his proxy, and you know, I've talked to him, and I have not offered anything that I'm not authorized to do so. So
Okay.
No. I'd like to make a motion.
All right.
Okay, motion to approve special community event permit for the Hills Have Eyes with the dates listed in the application contingent on the following. The portion of the event occurring in Greendale must be completed by 10 o'clock p.m. in line with the special use permit issued for this property in November 5, 2013. The event must comply with all requirements of section 17.365, paragraph D, special community events attached of the Village of Greendale Village Ordinance, as well as a special use permit issued by the property issued on November 5 and all applicable village ordinances, specifically Greendale's sound and noise ordinance. Any violations of these conditions, as well as any village ordinances, including but not limited to the operation time and or noise ordinance occurring in the Greendale portion of the property, is subject to the maximum violation of $1,000 per occurrence, and the village bond schedule is amended to establish the bond amount for any such violation at $1,000.
So you're sticking to this as
a... I'm sticking to what our lawyer, our village attorney, advises us to make a motion or recommend it, and at least we've done that much. If perchance the ROC or the organization wants to come back with some kind of written proposal on sound mediation for our citizens and in writing, maybe we could make some adjustments.
Can we make that contingent, though?
I'm told we can't. I wish we could. If we could, I would have done
it. Can on this issue, anyways.
I would just say the door could be left open, but, we need something. We need something to tell our residents, all right, you may have to put up with the little screaming and around Halloween, but all summer long, the concerts will be quiet. I don't know, I'm just saying. It all depends what we get.
Do I have a second, or do I have a counter motion?
Second time.
All right. So this is the exact same boat that we went around the first time, guys. So after all the discussion we've heard, all the one way or the other, is anybody on the verge of going one way or the other way. It was, the first one was a no.
Do you want to make an amendment to say?
I'd like to make an amendment and say 11 o'clock.
I would second that.
Drop, for drop dead or for box office?
The way it says must be completed in Greendale, so I think that'd be drop dead.
At least it's giving him one more hour. That's what I would say. That's my motion. And Jason seconded.
So you're saying completed by 11?
I think we need to vote on his motion first. Okay. That fails. All
right. So we got to vote on the first.
He can agree to amend it.
Well, yeah. Would you agree to amend that?
I do not at this time agree to amend it. I might change my mind if I see something in writing in the future, but not at this time.
We'll vote on the first motion first, which is as presented earlier tonight, 10 o'clock.
Trustee Sabrowski?
No.
Trustee Chadwick?
No.
Trustee Sell?
No.
Trustee Gens?
Yes.
Trustee Birmingham, or President Birmingham?
No.
Trustee Barbian?
10 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay.
Trustee Ouellette?
No.
All right. That one fails. Second one, we have amended the motion to read 11 o'clock.
Yes.
And everything else the same?
Yes, everything else the same.
11 o'clock, across the board.
It was a drop.
Yeah, completed.
11 o'clock, and all evenings, completion.
Yes.
Trustee Chadwick?
No.
Trustee Sell?
Yes.
Trustee Gens?
This is for 11 o'clock?
Yes.
And I vote no.
President Birmingham?
Yes.
Trustee Barbian?
No.
Trustee Ouellette?
Yes.
Trustee Sabrowski?
Yes.
This motion passes. 11 is your time. I'm sorry, I didn't do exactly what you need.
Well, it sure is great, and I hope you appreciate that.
I appreciate this entire opportunity.
And listen, we're sorry to put this long time. I would truly like to ask if this is your group to talk to. We're really trying not to be difficult.
Right.
You have to understand where we sat for all these years. We have a small little village area that sits across from you. So as long as we can work with that with you in the future, maybe this grows to what exactly you want it to be, because we need to bring these citizens into the conversation as well. So that's all I'm asking, is maybe just one year to do this, but.
But I definitely think, I trust you that we will be able to work together, I really do.
Tell
Mr. Zimmerman, we are trying to appeal by two rules, and one is, you guys at the Rock, and one of the people across the street, and then we have to kind of look at both things. We're willing in the future to see where we need to go on this, so we understand that, but this is the people we need to kind of work with, and I'd like to bring them into conversation when we do talk, in that you can get exactly what you want. This is a really a no-brainer. I think it's a good thing what's going on up there. I think there's been some difficulties. I think there is some problems up there. That we constantly are seeing many things from a lot of, we need to do that. And Sally, who's on our board, you probably know well, and she has been our eyes a lot for what's going on there and seeing things. So we just need to know that those are taken care of. So with that, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you. Thank you again for coming tonight.